Listening Library presents What I Thought Was True by Huntley Fitzpatrick. Read for you by Aaron Spencer. Chapter 1. Nothing like a car full of boys to completely change my mood. There is a muffled expletive from inside Castle's ice cream, so I know Dad's spotted them too. A gang of high school boys tops his list of least favorite customers. They eat a ton, they want it now, and they never tip, or so he claims. At first, I barely pay attention. I'm carrying a tray of wobbly root beer floats, foil-wrapped burgers, and a greasy Everest's worth of fried scallops toward table 4 out front. In a few weeks, I'll be in the rhythm of work. Balancing all this and more will be no big deal. But school got out 3 days ago. Castle's reopened full-time last week. The sun is dazzling. The early summer air is sticky with salt. And I have only a few more minutes left in my shift. My mind is already at the beach. So I don't look up to see who just drove in until I hear a couple of whistles and my name. I glance back. A convertible is parked, slanted, taking up 2 spaces. Sure enough, Spence Channing, who is driving, shakes his hair from his eyes and grins at me. Trevor Sharp and Jimmy Peretti are piling out, laughing. I whip off my Castle's hat, with its spiky gold crown, and push it into the pocket of my apron. "Got a special for us, Gwen?" Spence calls. "Take a number," I call back. There's a predictable chorus of oohs from some of the boys. I set the tray down at table.